your business is in big trouble. If you're losing money on that initial sale, depending on how you're selling it, your business is going to sink. So your customer acquisition cost, also known as CAC, is essentially the cost of sales and marketing divided by the number of new customers. This essentially boils down to, what does it cost your business to acquire one customer? It is absolutely essential that you know this number, because if you don't know what a customer costs you, there's no way for you to make good decisions in marketing and advertising and business as you scale things. So when you look at the different type of companies that are out there, generally, you're going to fall into one of three buckets. You either sell a product or service that has a high likelihood of repeat purchases. I'll put some examples here. Apparel, food, makeup, etc. These are things that when you sell someone one of them, there's a very, very strong likelihood they're going to purchase more and more and more, especially if they like your product. Then you've got subscription businesses. These inherently lend themselves to repeat purchases. When you sign up for a subscription business, whether it's a B2B SaaS play like a Salesforce or a HubSpot, or a consumer-facing subscription like a Netflix or Hulu or Disney Plus, whatever, you're paying monthly in order to keep that subscription and generating consistent revenue. And then you have products with a low likelihood of repeat purchases. In many cases, these are things like real estate, legal services, moving. You may need them from time to time, but this is not something that is predictable, and a business cannot bank on you purchasing this over and over again. So it's important for you to know which one of these categories you fall into, because it changes the ratio on how you look at lifetime value versus CAC. With businesses that have a high likelihood of repeat purchases and subscription businesses, you know that you have room on your customer acquisition cost. You can even potentially break even or lose money on that initial sale. As people make repeat purchases month over month or year over year, your business becomes profitable. Now, in certain cases, this could cause an accounting problem, because if you're going to lose money on that initial sale, but you know by month four or month five, you're breaking even, and then everything after that is profit, you need to make sure that your accounting is structured so that you can offset those early losses and make profits over the long run. However, if you have a product with a low likelihood of repeat purchases, you don't have that luxury. You need to make sure that you are absolutely profitable on that first sale, because you cannot guarantee a second sale is coming. So with products that have a high likelihood of repeat purchases, it is extremely important that they love your product. There's a lot of brands out there that are really good at marketing and advertising and don't spend nearly enough time in product development to make sure that that person is going to buy that product again and again. So you can get that first sale, but if you're not making money on that first sale, if you're losing money on that first sale and you need two or three purchases to break even, and then you're making money after that, your business is in big trouble, because that's never going to happen. And if you're losing money on that initial sale, depending on how you're selling it, your business is going to sink. So there needs to be alignment between the value of your product, how good your product is, to ensure those repeat purchases so that your company is successful. Now, if you're in this category, products with a high likelihood of repeat purchases, there's two ways to go about it. You can either sell them the same product over and over again. These are things like lotions, right? Like if you have a very specific moisturizer that you use, you know that over time you're going to run out of that moisturizer, and you're going to buy more moisturizer and more moisturizer year over year and month over month. Or you can sell them an additional product. So say you sell, you know, apparel. This, you all know it, this is super common in the apparel business. If you buy a t-shirt, you know, a shirt or a pair of pants that you really like and you trust that company, there's a high likelihood you buy different variations of products from that company, right? So the whole name of the game is knowing what that acquisition cost is for that customer. And you can do that by, you know, one, analyzing your data, but you can also forecast and understand what the math will be based on averages, based on what the CPMs are going to be. You're going to have an understanding of how many people you're going to reach based on average click-through rates and average conversion rates. You can sort of figure out, here's the range of where my customer acquisition cost is going to be. This is going to shift over time. But if you're just getting going and launching, at least it gives you a framework for what the range your customer acquisition cost will be in. And that's going to give you an understanding of how many times you need to sell a person based on your average order value in order to become profitable. With subscription businesses, especially the bigger ones, they lose massive amounts of money to acquire a customer, but they don't care because they know it's all long game. If we can get a person on this subscription for years, 1 year, 2 year, 3 years, you know, and plus, the company's going to become so profitable that they can eat pretty much whatever the customer acquisition cost is in order to be able to do that. Now, if you're starting off, you probably don't have that sort of runway. So again, you need to do the math and figure out what does it cost me to acquire a customer? How long am I going to retain that average customer so that your company can become profitable? But with products with a low likelihood of repeat purchases, this is where CAC versus LTV is really, really dangerous if you don't understand it. Because if you're not making money on that initial sale, you're in big trouble. I can't tell you how many businesses don't properly understand CAC versus LTV. And this is going to change depending on the products that you're selling. If you're a company that's selling multiple products or multiple services, you want to work out this math with each individual product or service that you are promoting. There's probably areas where you're way more profitable on one thing than you are on the other thing. And this is going to help you with your business decision-making as you scale your company. What's up, guys? Thanks for watching. I hope you found this content helpful. And if you did, do me a favor, like and subscribe. I'm on a mission to take complex strategies and advertising tips and tricks that we use at our agency and make them super simple so that you can use them to grow your brand. Now, if you've got any questions or comments about advertising and marketing as a whole, drop them in the comments and I'm going to try and get to everything. Thank you.